咱今仔日的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第九章第一节到第九节。
Our scripture this morning is found in the book of 1 Kings. We'll be reading from chapter 9, verses 1 to 9.
Solomon 建造耶和华殿甲王宫，并一切所愿意建造的拢完毕了。耶和华就两摆向所罗门显现，亲像圣前伫基篇向伊显现一样，对伊讲：“你向我所祈祷祈求的，我拢应允了。我已经将你所建的这殿分别为圣，和我的名永远伫其中。我的目，我的心也的确上伫遐。你若效法你的爸大卫，存诚实正直的心，行伫我面前，存行我一切所吩咐你的，遵守我的律例典章，我就的确坚固你的国位伫以色列中，直到永远。正亲像我应允你的爸大卫讲，你的子孙的确不断人坐以色列的国位。设施恁甲恁的子孙，我去无遁地我，不受我只是恁的改命律例，去侍奉敬拜别的神，我就的确将以色列人对我赐予因的地顶剪除，并且我为家己嘅名所分别为圣嘅殿，也的确舍弃无顾，予以色列人伫万民中做小党，比人以致。这殿虽然繁贵，将来经过嘅人的确真惊，耻笑讲：耶和华为何按这地甲这殿安尼行呢？人的确回答讲，是因为一个地的人离去带领因列出出埃及地的耶和华因的神去进军别的神，侍奉敬拜伊，所以耶和华和这一切在下临到因。
Let us read together. As soon as Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all that Solomon desired to build, the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your plea, which you have made before me. I have consecrated this house that you have built. By putting my name there forever, my eyes, my heart will be there for all time. As for you, if you have walked before me, as David your father walked, with integrity and heart and uprightness, doing according to what I have commanded you, and keeping my statutes with my rules, then I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever, as I promised David your father, saying, You shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. But if you turn aside from following me, you and your children, and do not keep my commandments and my statutes that I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from that land that I have given to them. And the house that I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight. And Israel will become a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And this house will become a heap of ruins. Everyone passing it will be astonished and will hiss. And they will say, Why has the Lord done thus in this land and this house? Then they will say, Because they have abandoned the Lord, their God, who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on their gods and worshipped them and served them. Therefore, the Lord has brought all this disaster on them.
各位平安。
Peace, everyone.
我今天要跟大家思想这个耶和华第二摆所罗门来显现。
Today I want to discuss with everyone God's second conversation with Solomon.
然后我们透过这段经文来想两个问题。
And through this passage, we will discuss two problems.
那为什么这个时阵耶和华第二摆要伊显现？
First is why did God reveal Himself to Solomon a second time?
然后第二项，那么思想伫这个显现里面，到底耶和华甲伊讲什么？
And second, in this second revelation, just what did God tell Solomon?
And
so that we may learn an important lesson. Now, brothers and sisters, when was the first time that God revealed himself to Solomon? And if you look at 1 Kings,
and if you look at 1 Kings,
and we see that the first time that God revealed himself was in 1 Kings chapter
3.
And God revealed himself through Solomon in a dream. Because at that time, Solomon was about to be crowned king.
So,
God revealed himself to Solomon in Gibeon. Because he was just recently appointed as king, so God told him two things. The first is that God promised several things to Solomon. And God promised Solomon that he will be able to build God's temple. And second, God exhorted Solomon to follow God's laws. So that was the scenario behind the first revelation of God. And now God revealed himself a second time to Solomon. So why did God need to reveal himself a second time? Now, first, we need to understand that there was a gap of 20 years from the first revelation to the second. And now, what happened in between these 20 years? The first is that God, through Solomon's hand, completed the temple. And second was that in the span of 13 years, God gave Solomon the chance to complete his own palace.
So, 換句話說,這20年裡面,會說上帝給所羅門
In other words, within these 20 years, God gave Solomon the chance to be at the pinnacle of his prosperity. Again, in other words, Solomon was at the peak of his success. And so at this point, God revealed himself to Solomon. But there was a difference in the content of God's revelation with the second. Because in the second revelation, God had three important points. First, God again promised
something.
And this is similar to the first revelation. And second, God also admonished, which is also similar to the first revelation. But there is something in the second revelation that is lacking in the first. What is this? And this is God's warning. In other words, we see that in the second revelation, God warned Solomon that if he were not to do the things God told him to do, there will be consequences. So we ask another question. Why is there an additional warning in the second? Because it can be said that everything was peaceful. Solomon was at the height of his prosperity at the time. So God knew one thing. And that is, man can easily forget God at the height of his prosperity. And because of this, God warned Solomon of the consequences of not following his word. Now it's true that man living in this world, that there are several circumstances, that several instances when man might depart from God. Now there are times man departs from God because of suffering, but there are also times when man departs from God because of good things.
C.S. Lewis 寫了一本書。
C.S. Lewis wrote a book.
這本書叫做《地獄來訪》，就是講到地獄裡面魔鬼啊，你寫批的一個故事。
And this book is entitled The Screwtape Letters. It talks about demons talking with each other in hell.
然後他講到魔鬼啊，真多，他咧引誘基督徒離開上帝。
And the demons were talking about how they can entice the people to depart from God.
然後這本書裡面有一段這樣講。
And inside the book, there was a portion that says,
他說什麼?
What did it say?
我若要給基督徒多，魔鬼說什麼？你可以災難，你可以逼逼。
One of the demons said, if you want a man to depart from God, you have to give him suffering.
你說他有什麼呢？有些人在災難，在逼逼的裡面離開上帝。
And it's true, there are people who because of suffering, they depart from God.
但是魔鬼就發現一件事。
But then the demon realized another thing.
他說，有些人在逼逼苦難的時候，越來越親近上帝，都不會害到，反倒等越熱心。
And that is that there are also people that in the midst of suffering, they become closer and stronger with God.
所以魔鬼也不明白什麼原因。
And the demons could not understand the reason. So he met with his superior. So he wrote a letter to his superior. And he said, Master, I have this problem. What? I don't know how to solve it. And the master demon said, if you encounter these kinds of people, the people who become stronger, become closer to God because of suffering, what you should do to him is that you should give him wealth and prosperity.
當人在享受不有的時候，算離開上帝了。
You see, brothers and sisters, man in the midst of comfort and prosperity oftentimes leave the part of God.
你知道大卑跌倒不是需要逃難的時。
You know, David fell not during his times of suffering.
大卑跌倒是他抵抗的時候。
But rather, David fell at the peak of his strength.
因為我當睡到要日頭。
It was when he could sleep until noon. And when he saw Bathsheba, it was the time when he had the authority to command Bathsheba to
come.
And he also had the authority to summon Bathsheba's husband. And most of all, he also had the authority to set up Bathsheba's husband's death.
兄弟姊妹，你可以看到讲，原来人啊，伫不有的时阵，有时阵甲过离开了上帝。So
you see, brothers and sisters, that man can also easily depart from God in times of prosperity.
所以呢，因为这个原因哦，上帝看到所罗门这个时阵真丰富。And
because of this, God saw that at this point in time, Solomon was very prosperous.
上帝用他建造圣殿，哇，这很荣耀的代志。God
used him to build the temple. What a glorious act.
你看嘛，我要建造13年内面建造这皇宫所要建造的物件，我拢建造，这是何等大的荣耀荣耀的物件。And
then Solomon also had 13 years to build his own palace.
那这个时阵，上帝讲，哎，小心，小心，搁小心。
And so now God was telling Solomon, be careful. Be very careful. Brothers and sisters,
在需要的时阵，欠缺的时阵，有时阵，咱会离开上帝，有可能。
No, it's possible that in our times of need, we will depart from God.
但是兄弟姊妹，在富的时阵，咱更加小心，更加小心。
But in times of plenty, let us be even more careful.
因为你看有真侪人，哎呀，我感觉我生活无袂歹咯，当也好势咯。
Because there are a lot of people who say, look at my life, I'm good, I'm doing well. Now what should I do? Where can I go to experience leisure? And they don't think that God has given him so many things, how should he serve him better? So, brothers and sisters, how does Proverbs teach us how to pray?
用上帝啊，用基督，你唔当何话想计无钱啊。
You know, so it teaches us that, Lord, do not give me so much money. Don't give me so little money. Don't make me so poor that I have to steal and embarrass, humiliate your name. But also, don't give me so much that I will forget you. Brothers and sisters, do we have this kind of
prayer? Isn't
it true that sometimes we do want to become rich, but very rich people often forget God? And so one of the reasons why God revealed himself to Solomon the second time is because he wanted him to be careful. So, and now let's look at what exactly did God promise, did God exhort, and did God warn Solomon about in this second revelation. Now we know that the reason behind it is that he wants Solomon to be careful. But inside the revelation, what did God promise him? God promised him two things. First is that God will dwell inside the temple. So in other words, I will bless what you have built for me. And the second promise is that God will make sure that someone will sit on his throne forever.
Do you
remember that God also promised the same thing to David? You might think that when the kingdom of Israel fell, that this throne was lost, but actually that's not true. Israel is back. So we see that what God has promised, he delivers. In other words, God was saying that what you have built, I will bless, and what you have started, it will be continued. But what did he admonish Solomon about? Now, if you may look at verse
4.
Verse 4, if you walk before me in integrity of heart and uprightness as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever, as I promised David your father.
When 若是你甲你的子孙转去无军队我，无受我指示你的诫命律例去侍奉敬拜别的上帝，我就立刻将以色列的对我所赐予你的地定剪除去。
But it continues in verse 6, if you and your sons turn away from me and do not observe the commands and decrees I have given you, and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land I have given them. So in other words, aside from simply giving promises, God also exhorted Solomon. What did he admonish him about? It's that do not turn to other gods. You have to follow my laws. In other words, God wanted Solomon to do one thing. Is that to place God as the Lord? And through God's standards, do things through God's standards. In everything we do, brothers and sisters, there is God's standards and our standards. Now, although it is true that certain cultures, different cultures, have different ways of doing things. Now, for example, in the Chinese culture, in the culture of the Chinese, when you get married, who should be the one, which party should be the one to pay for the wedding? Is it the girl or the man? It is the male. That's the culture of the Chinese. But in the Western culture, but in Western culture, most of the time, it is the girl's side that pays for the wedding. So what kind of person do you want to marry? You know, we should get married to America. Because then they will have to pay for the wedding. So you know, my wife, Hensi, had a relative. And one of his children married a Chinese. So his son married a Chinese woman. But then his daughter got married to a Canadian. So one day he told me, you know, I lost a lot of money. Why?
I asked
why. And he said, because my son married a Chinese woman, I have to spend money on the wedding. And then because my daughter got married to a Canadian, I also have to spend money. So I say that I lost money. And we see here that different cultures have different ways of doing things. But Christians inside the culture, we cannot allow culture to dictate how we do things. Because there are certain cultures that are against the teachings of the Bible. So we have to remember to keep God's laws, God's commandments as the standard. Lately in China, the app Weibo. Weibo did something. Weibo recently made an announcement that they will censor pornographic and homosexual content. And after this announcement, there was an uproar among the users. And what were they going against? Now, they were not against censoring pornographic material. But rather, people were against the censorship of homosexual content. So Weibo had a difficult time. Now let me ask you. What if today, there was a man, and he's wearing a dress, and he's sitting right beside you. What will you do? Ian, what will you do? If a cross-dressing man is seated beside you right now, what will you do? And we really have to think about this problem. Right now, our church is not facing this problem yet.
但是有一个教会面对这样的问题了。
But a lot of other churches are facing it right now.
啊，美国真简单，美国你也刻一个 rainbow。代表你来，你来无问题。
In the States, it's simple. If you place a rainbow outside the church, then it means that that church is accepting.
所以，而且这个是讲哇，这个是社会，这个文化，这个潮流是安尼。
But this is what society right now is.
那基督徒，咱有什么标准
？And what is our standard as Christians?
所以，那拄到安尼，那要从啥
？So what should we do when we face this these things?
我早起问阿杜。
Earlier this morning, I asked Arthur. You know what Arthur's response was? Ask them to sit on the balcony.
所以顶面的人请你注意，可能边头有一个人安尼，你要再会从啥
？So those in the balcony, be careful.
兄弟姊妹，你想看没
？Now I want you all to think about.
圣经话讲，你想看没？咱要听罪人不
？Should we love sinners?
对不
？We should.
对，对不？对。因为咱大家嘛是罪
，because all of us are sinners。
大家人无常罪呐，你有影无
？Everyone is a sinner, although we may have different sins。
但是圣经有讲，咱就接受罪刑啊，无
？But does the Bible say that we have to accept sin？
会做未
？Can we accept sin？
所以你人专人来，我欢迎伊来，伊可以认不上帝，我拢无问题。
So if a man like this comes, then I will allow him.To come and know God. I have no problem with that.
但是他若听到上帝了，他的生命会改变。
But once he comes to know God, his life should change.
因为上帝接受罪人，但是不代表上帝就接受罪行。
Because God accepts the sinner, but does not accept the sin.
因为呢，上帝规个标准，伊爱咱做代志，是根据上帝律例，比这个文化更加高的一个标准。
Because God's standard is His law.And His law is higher than man's standard. So in Ephesians it says,
他说你行事为人的确就跟蒙召的恩三情三等。
It says that whatever you do, you should walk according to your calling.
所以兄弟姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这个是真正上帝仰望所罗门哦，一直遵照什么上帝律例做代志。
And this is exactly what God was telling Solomon, do not follow other idols.
兄弟姊妹，当你伫上帝内面，上帝答应你的物件，应允你的物件，伊才是做。
Brothers and sisters, when you are before God, whatever He has promised, He will deliver.
但是伊劝咱唔通拜别的上帝，好好对耶和华遵照耶律法做代志。
But He is also exhorting us to not follow idols, to follow Him.Only follow him. But and if you refuse,
上帝就甲所罗门讲，你那完全人那军队拜的神，然后伊有三项会经过要伊。
And God tells Solomon, if you don't want to follow, then three things will happen.
头一项
，First，
因我的确将你对我所赐予你这个地，甲你剪除去。
Is that I will cut you off from this land that I have given.
要换厝的讲，我这个地乎你，现在你徛伫遐。你若军队拜的上帝，我要将你对这个地内面剪除，我出去给你刷去。
In other words, I will expel you from this land I have given.
兄弟姊妹，真正落尾有这样代志发生。
And brothers and sisters, this actually happened lately.
因为落尾以色列国分做南国甲北国。
Because we know that Israel as a nation later on was divided into the northern and the southern kingdom.
在这个北国内面有十个支派。
And in the northern tribes, there were in the northern kingdom there were 10 tribes.
然后第十个支派内面，这个北国无半个王是上帝欢喜的王。
And in the northern kingdom, they had 0 kings that followed after God.
然后因拢伫迄个所在拜偶像，军队拜的上帝。
And they practiced idolatry and followed other gods.
正正伫主前722年，伊和亚述国改灭去。
And truly.In 722 BC, they were conquered by the Assyrians.
然后，因就将这十个支派的人给分散去别的所在。
And they dispersed these 10 tribes.
但是南国是较晚淡薄。
But the southern kingdom survived a bit.
因为南国内面的王有块是好王，有转是歹王。
Because there were good southern kings, but there were also bad southern kings.
所以呢，因为这个原因哦，伊到主前586年。
And because of that, they were able to survive until 586 BC when they were conquered by Babylon.
然后这个隆重灭了，因就和掠一万人就送去到巴比伦，但以利是其中一个。
And after they fell, the people were again dispersed, some of them to Babylon. Daniel was one of them.
所以你看到 上帝的警告, 下去实现,
so you see that God's warning is true.
你若怕对军队别的神, 没照耶和华律例，你这个对你所
If you don't want to follow God's commands and you want to follow other idols, then he will cut you off from the land. And God also warned him. If he worships other idols, then God will destroy the temple. In other words, it will be completely destroyed.
好，那就了解为什么。
And we have to understand why.
好，那就明白那个背景的事。
We need to understand the situation.
你知影圣殿哦，有真侪物件，皆是用金甲好的茶落去创。
You know, the temple was primarily made out of gold and very expensive wood.
So when
Babylon invaded,
and
they wanted to take away a lot of precious
items. And
so because of this, they pillaged the temple, and the temple was essentially destroyed.
So because of this,
And the temple was completely destroyed.
正正，巴比伦做的就是安尼。
And Babylon fulfilled
this promise. 第三项的警告是什么？
And the third warning is.
用到罗马这个殿灭了以后，然后人干哪会笑你。
After the temple is destroyed, people will laugh.
用干哪你的殿安尼呢？人就讲讲什么？因为你无遵守耶和华行。
They will ridicule you and say, why did the temple fall? And they will say, it is because you did not follow God. In other words, when people see that you are down, they will laugh and say, it is because you did not follow God. Brothers and sisters, now if you go to
Europe,
you will see this. You can see the great cathedrals of the past. Now they are being abandoned. They are becoming simple tourist attractions. And even worse, there are now only tents of worshippers. And even worse, many of these churches and cathedrals are being bought by the Muslims to be their places of worship. Why? It was God who gave them the chance to go to rise up. But then they departed from God. And so the destruction came shortly. What is the reason? Because man in his prosperity departs from God. And I am very sad about
morality low.
A lot of the countries that have low morality right now are used to be bulwarks of Christianity. And these countries were the ones that God raised up, but now they are departing from Him. So we see that man, in the midst of prosperity, has a tendency to depart from God. And because of that, God warned Solomon. And now I'm thinking, what about us? Now it can be said that our generations, our age, this current age, can be said to be very prosperous. Especially in the area of technology. When I first began preparing sermon, I started with a pen to write my sermon. But then later on, someone gave me computers from the United States that were not being used.
แล้วที่ขั้นเด็ดโลกว่าเอกีดิฮะที่ขั้นเอดิสก์ฮะสิฮันนี่ตัวเต
้ And I still remember that those first generation computers disc were this big.
ฮะเฮ้ยเลยแล้วเฮ้ยสิ 5.4 เอ
And that was a 5.4.
เนี่ยซามีเอ็ดเชียวเลยยังรู้ว่ากับอีสังสีได้
Brother Sammy is laughing because he understands because we are from the same generation. And later on, it became
3.5.
And at the time, I was using the program Word Perfect. In Chinese, called Yitian. And also a Chinese program called
Yitian.
And that was already very convenient for
you.
Because you just have to type the words and you can delete them. But now it is even more convenient. We now have a lot of different apps and programs for us to use. And now whatever happens in any part of the world, you can see everything in Facebook. Now this year, I spent a lot of time thinking or looking at AI materials.
Artificial intelligence.
So I am very interested with artificial intelligence. I am interested because AI is now being integrated with our lives. So there was a person named Yi Zhen, and he wrote a article. And it talks about technology and morality. It talks about the trends of technology, and he mentions that technology now has three new aspects. First is that technology is now becoming more personalized and customized. Technology is becoming more personalized and customized. Now, if you will note, there are now a lot of people who are wearing iWatch. Now, that iWatch is very good. And some people tell me I've walked how many thousands of steps today. And everything is recorded in my iWatch. And a lot of people in the Philippines love to take selfies. And one day when I went to a coffee shop, someone told me, Reverend, if you want to take selfies, you should buy this kind of cell phone.
And I was
informed to buy the brand Oppo. And when I read it, I thought it was red Oppo. And I asked him why. So I was informed that Oppo had two cameras. So if you use them to shoot the selfie,
it'll
be good. So now we see that technology is being customized to fit our needs.
So you don't see before,
So we see that before men did not like to bring bags with them, but now the trend of men bringing bags is increasing because all their gadgets are there. And now it can be referred to as their second
wives.
And in fact, sometimes men tend to spend more time with their gadgets than their wives. And this is the trend. And And the second trend is that technology is becoming more localized and contextualized.
Now he mentions
something very interesting.
Pokemon Go?
Do we have anyone here who plays the app, the game Pokemon Go? Has anyone tried playing? Now, last Friday, I saw one of our members downstairs in the fellowship hall trying to capture a
Pokemon.
So I said that, oh, so we do have members who are playing Pokemon Go.
And Pokemon Go is
So, what do you catch in Pokemon? It's we call Pokemon.
Oh, it's Pokemon. 然后你去到了,哇,去这礼拜等你去抓,去这餐馆去抓,你知道吗?
So you can go to churches to find certain Pokemons, and then you can go to restaurants and find others.
你知道有很多人曾经为了要抓Pokemon,让车惊喜,你知道吗?
Now do you know that a lot of people, because of their passion to capture these Pokemon,
然后你看,这Pokemon是假的东西,是人创的东西,知道吗?
Many of them died due to accidents. But what are these Pokemon? They are just fake. They are merely virtual. But the app shows you exactly where the Pokemon is, and you go there, an actual physical place. In other words, technology is becoming more and more integrated with our lives.
Virtual money
is another thing.
You
know, if you have an opportunity to go to Hangzhou, Jack Ma recently opened a restaurant. And this restaurant had a special has something special. Is that you do not need to use cash. And there is also no service. There is no waiter to take your order.
There's
absolutely none. So what is this restaurant?
QR code.
So this restaurant, before you go in, you first have to scan your QR code. Then when you get inside, you sit in a table. Now the table itself is a giant screen. And the menu will be shown on screen. So if you want to order something, you just swipe. So you just swipe the menu and then place whatever you want to order in the order section. And then the kitchen will begin cooking. And then, of course, a server who is a person will deliver the food.
We have not the robotics.
And then after you have eaten,
吃了你说,
when you will press a bill, and the bill will be shown to you. And then you click once again. Then you leave.
到门口,
when you reach the door,
QR code, scan
you just scan the QR code once again.
了了,
and that's it. You can leave. This is already something in our lives.
是吧?
So these things make our lives more convenient. And this is the second trend in technology. The third trend is what he calls connectivity and digitalism. In other words, now technology nowadays places everything you want into digital format. for example, in my computer,
然后这款地图出来是 Toronto 租车多少钱?
Lately, the ads that are popping up in my browser are car rental ads in Toronto.
它隆重地边头隆重说租车多少钱?
And they keep popping up in my browser.
因为万一刚才造出来,
Why will they pop up?
因为我最近在车里车 Toronto 地区租车也少。
Because lately I have been searching on cheap car rentals in Toronto. So now all these ads are coming up. And also a second ad keeps popping up. And these are hotel advertisements.
为什么?
Why?
因为我最近的车。
Because again, I am also searching for hotels. So when, after you search for these things, these things pop up. So one man said,
search engine.
So someone said that search engines mainly earn from. Isn't it that Google does not charge you to use Google? So where does he earn? Actually, they earn from two things. First is that they earn from advertisements. But they also have a second avenue of revenue. And this is even more profitable, and they don't tell you. It is that they farm your data and then sell it to others. Because then they will know what your preferences are and they sell these to other people. So that explains why suddenly you receive emails from certain people. So when we look at these trends of technology, we see that these trends are all for our own convenience.
对吧? 外方便,
it is my convenience.
对吧? 这里好话来用,
it is customized to my own preference.
然后我要找的东西,
and then whatever I want to search will pop up.
其他的呢, 我不爱, 永远不会出来,
and the things that I'm not interested on will not appear.
我相信呢, 你如果要找色情的事,
and I believe that if you will look on pornographic materials, if you tend to search for pornographic materials, I believe that no ad about God will suddenly appear. No ad will suddenly pop up saying that you are sinning.
所以变成有一个趋势，这个趋势是什么呀？在咱也方便的里面，很丰富的里面，愈来愈夸张的是什么情况？
And we see that in the trends of technology, in this sphere of convenience, what is important is me.
兄弟姐妹，你跟我真侪人拢在科技里面在用。
Brothers and sisters, many of us use technology.
我无反对科技。
I am not against technology.
咱会去用科技。
We may use them.
但是,
but,
兄弟姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
为了方便,
do not fall simply because of convenience.
对吧? 保罗写批给提摩太,
Paul wrote a letter to Timothy.
他说,活世有一个很大的特点,
and it had one main point.
The end time.
In the end times, there is one main point. And that is when man loves himself. And we see that this is the path technology is taking. How important am I? We forget who God is.
兄弟姐妹,所以我要跟上帝跟所罗门说,你这么丰富,你就小心。
And so God is telling Solomon, do not, I am warning you on your richness, on your convenience.
但是上帝和我们没有相关的丰富,
but in the same way, God is giving us different things.
但是咱伫丰富内面唔通忘记耶和华。
But in our prosperity, let us not forget Jesus Christ.
唔通伫这科技丰富嘅内面忘记到耶和华。
Let us not forget God in the midst of that our technological conveniences.
那唔是咱常常拄到真多灾难。
If not, then we will truly face a lot of difficulties.
所以兄弟姊妹，为什么上帝显现给所罗门第二摆，就是讲伫丰富内面就干呐？小心，小心。
So why did God reveal himself to Solomon a second time? It is because it was to remind him that in his prosperity to be careful, be very careful. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful passage, this wonderful reminder that you have given all of us, O Lord. In this day and age of technological advancement, in this day and age of prosperity, O Lord, may you continue to remind all of us to remember you. To remember where it all began. To remember that first things are first. And that is you, O Lord. Lord, may you continue to bless our church. And again, remind all of us to put you in front. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.